Bailey Falter with a near no-hitter last night, and the Pirates have suddenly won four in a row. What does it mean? Does it mean anything? Does it matter? Let's talk to Dr. John Parato. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Johnny is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. John, I guess we were talking about this at the beginning of the show. I guess my question is, do you think Bob Nutting is sitting there waiting on Derek Shelton? Do you think he has a win figure in mind? Do you think these final whatever how many games left matter to Shelton's future?
I think possibly. I think that Bob will probably let Ben Cherington make the call on Derek Shelton. Again, it's all speculation. Nutting hasn't really said anything team-related what his thoughts are since spring training, and neither he nor Travis Williams has addressed the situation with Cherington and Shelton if they think they're if they're going to be back next year or not. So just purely guessing, I don't know. I mean it's really hard to tell what Bob's thinking, but he's very conservative when it comes to making moves, when it comes to changing personnel, changing, especially with leadership. If you look at his other businesses, he is very, he has a lot of experienced people who's been working for him for many, many years. So I guess if I were to guess, and it's really a somewhat educated guess, is I don't think there's a number in mind. I think it's going to come down to what he said before the season back in spring training. Will they show improvement? And they are getting close to the 76 wins they had last year. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know if there's that win total in mind. I think it's more of a, are they making progress or not? And I do think these last 2.5 weeks matter at least somewhat. I mean, if they completely go back in the tank like they did in August, then they may have no choice but to make changes. But I think unless they really fall on their face here at the end, I think that both Cherington and Shelton will be back next year.
Would that be your move on both counts?
That's a tough one because – I mean, where they came from, where they started from back in 2020, they had to rebuild the organization, Cherington. Then you had the pandemic, which was a whole messy year, and it really didn't get anything accomplished. So that set them back a year, the pandemic. And I go back and forth on this, and I guess I think one more year, but I really think that they should be given one more year. It'll be a sixth year. But if they get off to a bad start or it's very clear early on in the season that no progress is being made, then I think you have to make a move.
John Parato joining us right now. You can watch him on 93.7thefan.com. You can see his smiling face. John, two guys that really concern me going into next season are Bednar and Key Brian Hayes. Derek Shelton telling me the other day that their surgery is off the table for Hayes. It's just a strength situation, working on his strength. That just didn't make sense to me after 2 years of these problems that would be their best answer. But I can see where those two guys are just going to be at spring training and they're just going to run it back with both of them. What do you think's going to happen? What should happen with Hayes and Bednar, two guys that a lot of people thought would be stars this season? Bednar has been one.
Yeah. Well, we'll take Hayes' case first. He's under contract for many years to come. So there's not a whole lot they can do there except hope he gets better. I mean, you can't force somebody to have surgery, and they keep saying that he doesn't need surgery, but yeah, I mean, you know how it is. We've all known people, whether they're athletes or non-athletes, who have back problems. And a lot of times, back problems are chronic. Unless you get something surgically done, they can last for a long, long time. And I mean, this has been going on for a long, this is over multiple years now with Key Brian Hayes, that he's just been unable to perform up to, you know, what the Pirates expect because of his back. And, you know, until something gets resolved there, I don't know what you do. I mean, you can't really bench him. He's making too much money, and he is a good defensive player even when he's hurt. So I think you just got to ride it out with him now, or, you know, or maybe you try to trade him and just get rid of the contract or something. It's a quandary the Pirates are in with Key Brian. Yeah. As far as Bednar, this is going to be fascinating on a lot of levels, what happens here in the off season. He's eligible for arbitration for a second time. He's going to start making some serious money this time around. And after the year he had this year, do you want to pay a reliever $4 or $5 million that you don't know you can count on? But then you factor in that he's a highly popular player with the fans. He's a local guy. The fans, at least into the last few weeks when they've kind of turned on him when he's gone bad. I mean, he's one of the most popular players on the team. And that's a sticky situation for the Pirates, because you just non-tender him and let him go and say, hey, we don't want to risk paying $4 or $5 million in arbitration. You know, those are two really tough situations that Ben Cherington has as a GM. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all turns out this winter. But at some point, there's got to be a resolution with Key Brian Hayes. I mean, you just, you know, either you – he has to do something to get back on the field. And if he can't, then the Pirates are going to have to think about moving on and getting in, you know, maybe we're playing Jared Triolo at third or going out and getting another third baseman.
John, regarding Bednar, is it reasonable to expect that maybe this is just a one-off, that he was an all-star the last couple of years, he was very good the season before that, maybe some work in the offseason, depending on what happens with Shelton, maybe a new pitching coach comes in. Do you think that maybe a reset and refresh spring training could change things in a full offseason, getting healthy coming into the year?
You know, I think that's certainly a possibility, Austin. I mean, I wouldn't pull the plug on David Bednar. I mean, you know, he had four good years here with the Pirates, three, I should say, until this year. And even this year at times, he had that one stretch for a couple of months where he ran off 19 saves in a row. Now, he wasn't as effective during that stretch as he was the last two seasons, but he was still pretty effective in those two or three months. I just have a hard time walking away from him after what he's done since the time he's been here, since coming over from San Diego in that trade. So, yeah, I personally would give him another shot, but I think I would not want to go to an arbitration hearing with him. I would want to come to a settlement at a certain number, and that would be it. And if he doesn't agree to that number, then you know, I would non-tender him. So, and I got to believe that he wants to stay here. He's a local guy. He professes his love for Pittsburgh at every turn. And I think they could work something out without having to go to a hearing.
I wanted to touch on one more thing with Shelton and Ben Cherington. If you were, put yourself in the shoes of Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington, and Bob Nutting asks, okay, why do you think that you should stay in your current position for 2025? If you were both of those guys, starting with Shelton, what would you say?
Well, if I were Shelton, I would say, you know, and I know it sounds like an excuse, but it's true. I would say for almost my entire tenure here as manager, I've been handed terrible rosters that can't win. I don't know any manager that could have won, especially his first three years. The pandemic year was just a disaster. And I mean, he was a new manager getting started, and the season gets delayed for, you know, almost 4 months. And then they only played 60 games. So that was like, it's almost like that season doesn't count. And then the next 2 years, they lost 100 games, but you look at the lineups. I mean, you know, we kind of complain now about some of the lineups they run out there, but compared to what they did in 2021 and 22, some of the lineups they put on the field, this team looks like the 27 Yankees compared to some of those teams in 21 and 22. So my argument, if I'm Derek Shelton, is, look, we did get better. We won 76 games this year, and I know we – you know, we fell apart in August, and that's, you know, and that's not good. But I would still say they're in a much better spot than they were when he took over. And I would even venture to say, because of Jones and Skeens and the way Falter has progressed and Luis Ortiz has progressed, you know, even though maybe they won't win as many games this year, I still think they're in a better spot than they were last year, because you remember this time last year they had two starting pitchers. They were using bullpen games and openers like three out of every 5 days. So I do think the foundation is there to succeed, but now the Pirates have to go out and support these pitchers. They need to get more offense, and they need to get a more consistent bullpen.
John Parrotto talking Pirates here. All right, Johnny, when we look at the rotation for next year, we know it's going to be, assuming they're all still here, and I can't believe that they wouldn't be, Keller, Skeens, and Jones will be your top three. Then it gets interesting with the likes of Bailey Falter almost through a no-hitter, Luis Ortiz, Bubba Chandler, somebody else from the minors, or somebody else they bring in. How do you imagine those final two spots shake out?
And Oviedo will be back.
Oviedo, right.
Yeah, Oviedo, who had a good year last year. Not an all-star type year, but certainly a good year for the Pirates. He should be back and healthy by the time spring comes along. And Thomas Harrington, who's at AAA, has been one of the fastest risers in all of baseball as far as prospects this year. He's really taken a leap forward. So I think the Pirates are going to have to at least consider, and I know it's hard to trade starting pitching, but with the depth they have, I think they're going to have to consider trading one of those guys for a hitter, because they're just too short of bats in their lineup. They just don't score consistently. When you look at some of the lineups, like Nick Gonzalez is a good player, but he shouldn't be hitting cleanup in the big leagues like he has a few times in the last few weeks. They need some more legitimate hitters, and I think the best way, obviously they're not going to go out in free agency and sign a big-name player. I think the best way for them to acquire bats is to trade from some of that starting pitching depth. And I know that you're always hesitant, and especially when you're a small market team who really can't afford top-of-the-line pitching, you hate to trade any pitchers, but I think they're going to have to, because as the great Larry Doty, former Pirates general manager, once told me many, many years ago, you can't win a game nothing, Big John.
I like that.
I like that. John, talking about Johan Oviedo and the Tommy John surgery, you know, people have pointed out, I put out something yesterday of what I hypothetically would make the Pirates pitching would be and the rotation would be with Oviedo in it and maybe throwing in Bailey Falter as the final piece. And people like to say that Tommy John surgery, well, it's going to be hard for Oviedo to still be able to come back from that. I feel like we've reached the point with Tommy John surgery where, yes, you're out 12 months, maybe 14, but when you come back, you might be stronger than ever. Is that hard to think?
Yeah, I mean, I would expect him to bounce back. Like you said, it's the success rate of that surgery is really high now. And I mean, you still have the occasional outlier where somebody just isn't the same when they come back from it. But usually, I mean, especially in Oviedo's case, he's still in his mid to late 20s. I mean, if he were like at the very tail end of his career, I would say maybe, you know, I don't know how much he would have left. But I certainly think I have no question that Oviedo can come back strong and help the Pirates or help another team. But probably if other teams want to trade for him, they would want to at least see him pitch in spring training. I don't know if they would want to take him in a trade without at least putting their eyes on him post-surgery to see what they think as far as what condition he's in.
John, switching topics, we were talking about Ohtani earlier, and I think he now has 47 home runs, 48 stolen bases, could be the first 50-50 guy in history, which obviously includes Willie Mays and Barry Bonds and Mickey Mantle and everybody else who's ever lived. What do you make of that accomplishment, 50-50?
I think it's a remarkable accomplishment. I mean, to be able to have that much power and that kind of speed, and this is a guy who's a top-of-the-line pitcher, too. He isn't even pitching this year because he had Tommy John surgery last year. I think we've almost gotten used to it so much that maybe you start to take for granted how great this guy is. But, I mean, a 50-50 season would be amazing. And, you know, you look at Ohtani, and he's a big guy. That's the one thing that surprised me the first time I saw him in person, is he's bigger than I thought he was, but yet he's so fast. And I don't think people really understood, I'll put myself in there, just how fast the guy was into this year when he was concentrating solely on hitting, and he didn't have to preserve himself on the bases to try not to beat up his body too much. And I mean, what can't this guy do? I mean, you know, it's just remarkable what he's done, and I'm kind of out of words to explain it. I know when I talked to the guys on the Dodgers this year when they came to town, I guess it was back in June, and they were saying the same thing. I was talking to Mookie Betts about it. Mookie goes, I don't know what more to say. He said, the guy, just when I think he can't be any better, he can't get any greater, he does. And, I think that's going to be a great accomplishment. And what a remarkable player he is.
John, we appreciate the time, man. John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Now. Pittsburgh Sports Now? Is that where they can
Pittsburgh
find your stuff?
Pittsburgh Baseball Now.
Pittsburgh Baseball Now. That's where
Not
you can
Pittsburgh
find.
Pittsburgh Baseball Later. Pittsburgh Baseball Now.
Well, it always seems like Pittsburgh Baseball is later, but hopefully at some point now will arrive.
Maybe we should change the name.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome, Joe. Thanks for having me. Take care of that voice, buddy.
Thank you. What a nice man he is, huh, Limits?